and ask him to give us some money and buy that little house. And that would be his donation to Lafayette County. I don't think he loved Lafayette County too much. Sally, she married Robert Williams, claimed that Robert lived up there where he lived on the hill. Robert's dead now, and Sally too, but her mother's father was Murray, brother to William's father, I think. And they were all kin in there. And anything that you say about them, they don't like. So we tried to, but they wouldn't ask him for the house. They didn't ask me to ask him, but the others said that you couldn't, you had to be careful about approaching him. And they wouldn't ask him for the house. They just wouldn't ask him. And we asked several to do it, but they wouldn't do it. So we built an extra room and fixed it up in the courthouse upstairs. And then we moved to where the library is now. But I agreed, and the others agreed, we bought a glass case. And it cost us at that time $300 to put his books in. And Estelle is dead. Nobody's living but Jill. But I would say one thing. He was good to those Franklin children. They all liked him. He was good to them. And he was good to the Negroes, and particularly his mammy. And he had her funeral in his house out there. And I imagine she was good to him. I've seen some Negroes that I've cried when they died myself. I tell you what, I found out today, no longer than today, there are 5 Negroes on the library board, and there are 5 white. C.C. one name. He used to teach school out here, and he'd come by here and ask me for flowers. And then he went to Lafayette High School. And whenever I would appear out there for my granddaughter, she stayed with me after my husband died, he would come to me as fast as he could to see if he could help me. And today, I said, well, you have down there, we just have so much money. I'm a treasure. And you have down all that, and it won't leave much surplus. And I just don't believe in spending all your money. I believe in having a surplus. One of those white women frowned. I could tell she's furious. What's the use of and one old Negro woman reached over and patted me like that. You're right. And I said, well, I'm that way by my own bank account. I just don't believe in cleaning out. I believe you ought to have something for emergencies. And I said, I didn't get my December, the 11th, January the 11th statement. And I got to have one of those checks. All you got to do is go look on your stub. I said, I didn't do any such thing. Oh, yes, you do. You know what you're talking about. I said, I do know what I'm talking about. I belong to the National Retired Teachers Association, and I had to have that check because I had to hospital, and I had to have it Xerox and send it to them. Now, what do you say about that?